USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
On his first foreign trip, President Biden will try to rally European partners and other nations against what he views as a threatening rise in authoritarianism. Biden will meet with the Group of Seven Nations, the European Union, and NATO. The meetings come as the Chinese government seeks to extend its sphere of influence and challenge the U.S. economic domination. A vaccine can now get you some pre-rolled marijuana in the state of Washington. The state's Liquor and Cannabis Board announced on Monday that in an effort to support coronavirus vaccinations, it will temporarily allow state-licensed cannabis retailers to give a free joint to adults who get vaccinated at one of the retail locations. The cryptocurrency industry is increasing its lobbying presence in Washington, D.C. As the Biden administration explores making changes to regulations governing cryptocurrency, the industry is hiring former government officials and ex-lawmakers with extensive knowledge of regulatory processes. USA Radio News.
Let's see, something costs less, but people are happier with it? That sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A new study by Oxford University has discovered there were no bats sold in the Wuhan wet market. In fact, the study reported no bats were found anywhere around Wuhan, China at the beginning of the coronavirus outbreak. Taxpayers who qualify for the expanded child tax credit will get their first payments July 15th. Before that, they'll receive an important letter from the IRS. It could be up to $3,600 for each child under 6 years of age, including newborns and adopted children. The Biden administration is forming expert working groups with Canada, Mexico, the European Union, and the United Kingdom to determine how best to safely restart travel after 15 months of pandemic restrictions, the White House officially announced on Tuesday. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg posted videos of himself on Monday throwing spears at a wooden target. What makes this really weird, Zuckerberg wore hearing protection earmuffs as he was throwing spears. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
This day in history. Flash, 1856. Nearly 500 members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, often informally known as the Mormons, leave Iowa City and head west for Salt Lake City, carrying all their goods and supplies in two-wheeled handcarts. Flash, 1915. United States Secretary of State William Jennings Bryan resigns due to his concerns over President Woodrow Wilson's handling of the crisis generated by a German submarine sinking of the British passenger liner Lusitania the previous month. Flash, 1973.
Mike Allen and Clay Kapinski are both coming up to him now. The Secretary is all alone. He's out there almost a 16th of a mile away from the rest of the Harpy. Secretary is in a position that seems impossible to catch. He's into the stretch. Secretary leads his field by 18 lengths. And now Clay Kapinski is taking second. And Mike Allen is moved back to third. They're in the stretch. Secretary has opened a 22 length lead.
With a spectacular victory at the Belmont Stakes, Secretariat becomes the first horse in Citation in 1948 to win America's coveted Triple Crown. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.